Yeah, to wrap up the thing about my radio, Anthony, is I've had the radios for quite some time, and you're used to a certain volume setting that covers all the bands, you know, whether it's RF or digital. And you get the radio back from the programming, you plug it back in, you hook it all up, you turn it on, you set the volume at 6 clicks, and you hear RF traffic. And then out of nowhere, somebody comes across with digital, and it just blows my windows out of my apartment. I mean, this thing was so loud, I jumped. I mean, it scared the hell out of me. It's like, what the heck happened there? And like Sean said, it's a simple setting. It just wasn't set right. It has three options, basic, something else, and then loud. And it was on loud for sure. But it was just, like I said, it was just that one setting, and I don't have the proper programming capabilities to send it back to the radio. I can read it, I can do everything, but I just can't write it back because I don't have proper entitlements to do it. So, but all right. That's enough of my issues in radios. I'll let you guys continue on. I'm going to go back upstairs and make myself some coffee because I need straight coffee, nothing fancy. So everybody have a great day. Sean, thank you for swinging by. Tell Wally thank you as well. And we'll catch everybody later. Dakota, if you're out there, good morning to you as well. W8RCY.
Have a good day, Donald.
Yep, we'll catch you later.
But, yeah, he doesn't have the entitlements. So if he tries to program his radio, he'll remove all his entitlements. So he's got to get that squared away. And then the new software, it's a little bit more persnickety than the older software. So that's all it is.